Thank you very much. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished colleagues, I would like to express my gratitude to Mr. James Zhang, Director for Investment and Enterprise, and all his team for organizing today's event and for taking on board the ideas presented by members, including Belarus, during our first meeting last year. It is encouraging to see with us today the representatives of business, and we hope that such practice will remain during the future roundtable meetings. It is hard to imagine which other events could bring together so many ambassadors from almost all the regional groups of countries, and it is clear evidence that investments and sustainable investments are relevant for all countries, and UNCTAD is the right place to discuss the issues of sustainable investment. But we can do more than just discuss. The topic of sustainable investment shall enrich the activity and the mandate of UNCTAD, especially when we are approaching UNCTAD 15. And let us focus on what we, as government representatives, can really do in order to set the political vision, institutional framework, and ultimately rules and regulations in order to make sustainable investment much more attractive. First, why don't we have yet clear understanding of what sustainable investment is? This definition must serve as basement of all investment-related issues in the new mandate of UNCTAD. We propose it to be the integral part of Secretary General's concept note, which will launch the discussion on UNCTAD 15. Secondly, how can we promote sustainable development and sustainable investment into SDGs without even having clear criteria of what sustainable projects, sustainable investment programs, or even sustainable financial instruments are? For example, when an investor comes to a bank or a fund to invest into sustainable securities, how he could be sure that they do not consist of just 5% of green shares and 95% contributions to another financial crisis? We encourage UNCTAD and its top experts to formulate these criteria, definitions, and indicators, which international financial organizations and business and governments, of course, could agree to stick to. The UNCTAD recent guidance on core indicators for entity reporting on contribution towards the SDGs might be particularly useful in this matter. Thirdly, what can be done to boost sustainable investments? For example, let's take the example from UN regular life. UN might provide preferential treatment, preferential access to UN procurement system for the top sustainable investors. Governments from their side may wish to follow such example by introducing specific incentives at the national level. We should not be punitive, dictating that we will not work with unsustainable companies, as for example some of UN entities do not cooperate with tobacco or alcohol producers. We should rather give something in return to those who are really committed to the SDGs. UNCTAD is encouraged to dedicate one of the chapters of 2020 World Investment Report to address these questions. And I'm sure that many governments will be able to contribute to such work by providing data on their best practices of attracting investments into the SDGs. As the ultimate outcome, we see this work, we see IFIs, private business and government, taking voluntary commitments to sustainable development. As a first step towards this goal, we propose UNCTAD and its Secretary General to launch the relevant global discussion at the next World Investment Forum in Abu Dhabi in December 2020. The preparatory work on definitions and incentives will provide it with the necessary methodological basement. And building on this discussion, we could form the list of IFIs, private companies, and governments committed to sustainable development and well equipped with political will, knowledges, analysis, and incentives, economical incentives especially, by the next 2022 World Investment Forum in Geneva. But this will only be viable if we will introduce this idea together to the brand new mandate of UNCTAD. Thank you very much for your attention.